9:37. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. I hope you were listening to Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire and just his hopeful optimism. And you can hear the adoration that he not only has for the state of New Hampshire, but for its people, and how he has been determined over the last 8 years to empower people, not to oppress them. They have the second lowest tax burden in the country. They have the number one rated effective government in the country. They have the lowest percentage of their people in poverty in the country. Their incomes are $19,312 on average, higher than Maine household incomes. And I recognize the liberal ideology of this state, one of the liberals that constantly texts me, I mean, just incessantly. I just read to them that Maine is rated now number one in the country in property tax burden. And that liberal's response was, but New Hampshire, you don't understand, Ray. New Hampshire has double the property tax burden that Maine has. No, that's not true. But you got to keep up. You got to thirst for information. You got to be thirsty and you got to be curious. Something this nation seems to have decided against, to be curious and to thirst for the information. Because it's not easy. Michael Douglas said in the movie The American President, being a citizen is hard. It's not easy. In America, you got to want it, and you got to want it bad. We have a shining light of an example of what could be happening here in this state. And what's fascinating to me about it, New Hampshire is sandwiched. On one side, you have the state of Maine, which has the fourth highest tax burden in the country. And on their other side, their westerly side, you have Vermont, which has the third highest tax burden in the country. And in between those two states, you have New Hampshire, which has economic freedom, has economic prosperity for their people, has the lowest percentage of poverty in the country, and they have the second lowest tax burden in the country. And as Chris Sununu rightfully pointed out, they're second only to Alaska, but Alaska has the revenue from the pipeline that largely pays the freight of their government. It's an extraordinary tale of success. And I don't know if you heard what he said or not. It's something I already knew. New Hampshire has the lowest minimum wage in New England because they don't focus on how little we can be. They focus on how big we can be. John Jenkins, the late great John Jenkins, who was the mayor of Lewiston and the mayor of Auburn and a former state senator, used to come into this studio. He passed away a couple of years ago, unfortunately. He was a great man. And he talked about it, that how the conversation when he was in Augusta was always about how little we could be, what was the minimum we could do, never talking about how we could create economic freedom. He said he never heard a single conversation in Augusta, not one, about economic freedom for our people. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you heard him say those words. He said them repeatedly. And there's a reason for that. And it became very clear to me yesterday. It's something that I have not wanted to accept and not something I wanted to admit because I do truly love the state. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here. I don't have to be here. I chose to come here. I wasn't born here. I wasn't enslaved here. I can leave tomorrow if I choose. I have that flexibility. And I have plenty of places to go. But I choose to stay here because I think this is a uniquely special place. And it often feels like I'm the only one that does. The reason the Maine legislature behaves in the manner in which it does is they realize is that if they create policies or they remove policies that stops this adversarial relationship between our people and its government, our people will begin to prosper. And prosperous people can't be controlled because they have freedom. not just abject freedom, they have economic freedom. And this government has done everything it can to create an environment where economic freedom is hard to come by. Incredibly hard to come by. Janet Mills has grown spending at the state level the greatest dollar amount and the greatest percentage amount in all of Maine history. No governor has ever been so bold to spend the kind of money that she's spent. And not once did she think about reducing the fourth highest tax burden in the country so that the struggle for our people would be lessened. Not once. In fact, she has rejected reducing taxes and has decided next year, after the last election of her time in public office has taken place, keep in mind, there's an election this November, and if she and her allies, and they are her allies, they are not our allies. They are not our allies. They are our adversaries. She and her allies enacted a tax last year that they won't impose until January of 2025, and the reason is so that you won't know about it, you won't feel it in your pocketbook, and you won't resent the extra taxation coming out of your pocket. We're fourth in the country right now. We will likely jump to second in the country after this tax is imposed. But they enacted it last year in legislation, and they will put it into practice in January after this year's November election. Because once again, this is a group of people who believe deception is the art of politics. Deception. She never once thought about lowering taxes, but she did make a solemn vow not to raise taxes. And she broke that solemn vow, just as she broke her vow on abortion. She made a vow three times in the debates in 2022, that she would not change the abortion law of Maine. And she did that for a purpose. And that was so that she and the media could beat on Paul LePage and make him look bad in the abortion debate when all along she knew what she was doing. That's the most devious part of all of this. They just can't be transparent. Do you ever wonder why you never hear from her? Do you ever wonder why there's no press conferences from the governor's office? They have no interest in informing you of their actions and what they plan to do. Because from their standpoint, your viewpoint doesn't matter. You're irrelevant to this equation. They don't like you. You're in their way. And right now, you're not putting up much of a resistance. I mean, do you ever think about the fact, when was the last time that you heard Janet Mills speak about anything? I mean, we've had more deaths under her administration of young children who are in state care than we have in prior administrations. It was a problem under prior administrations. But we've had more under her administration. When did you hear her speak about it? Where was her press conference saying, this will stop? My administration will fix this. The school system that we have poured so many millions of dollars into, in addition to the money that we were previously spending, when our student enrollment is dropping dramatically, it is being investigated by the federal government for failing to provide proper resources to children with disabilities. I want you to think about that. The children who need the help the most are being left behind by this government. And do you know why, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, races, creeds, and colors? Because they're more interested in stealing your freedom, your economic freedom with greater taxes, and your voice. Your voice. They've decided in their despotism that they know better than you do who ought to be the president of the United States of America. And so later today or sometime tomorrow, or if they decide to show up because, well, there's a snowstorm and God knows elected people can't show up for work when it's bright sunshine. So who knows if they'll show up to work in a snowstorm. You know who will be here tomorrow at 6 o'clock? I will be. You know why? Because it's my responsibility to be. They chose the job. But even when the sun is shining brightly and the sky has no clouds, some of them decided they don't have to show up. Yet they sought the job. They sought to be your voice. And when them representing your voice counted most, they either took a walk and hid in the speaker's office, or they couldn't be bothered to show up at the Capitol at all. The difference between Maine and New Hampshire is largely one thing: the philosophical nature of the government. In New Hampshire, they believe that the government is a servant of the people, and that it should be the ally of the people. In the state of Maine, the government believes that it's the lords and the ladies, that by virtue of election, they somehow no more have greater wisdom and are smarter than you are. And they are the oppressor of the people. They are a thief in the night. And if you reelect them, you deserve everything that's coming your way because you didn't care about your state and you didn't care about your country.
It's time to clear out the clutter. Call the Dump Guy, 450-585.